a little about what happens when you have a business credit card and you charge on it. Does that affect your credit?
Yes. So, you know, we find that a
lot of people who are coming to us and trying to get approved for financing, their balance to limit ratios on their revolving credit, which is credit cards, lines of credit, overdraft on a checking account, has a major impact on the credit scores. So most people who have a business sign personally for their American Express cards. And what that means is it's going to wind up on your personal credit report. So let's say you have a business and you're using your American Express to pay a lot of expenses, and your American Express card has a $50,000 balance on it, or a $10,000, or a $20,000, and your limit is $50,000. It's going to have a dramatic effect on your debt ratio, your revolving credit, and therefore it could drop your credit scores hundreds of points.
Well, it's going to drop mine hundreds of points. I mean, I never even thought about it.
Right. Most people don't until they're going for financing. And if you don't have the funds to pay that off right away, then you're stuck with this high balance, hurting your credit score. And depending on the kind of financing you're going for, you may be paying a much higher interest rate, or you may be declined for a loan. So what consumers and business owners don't realize is that they can apply for credit cards based on their corporate ID and their corporation. So if you have the right business credit scores, if you have high business credit scores and you have a profitable company and it shows that on paper, and you've been in business for a while, you can apply for a business credit card without signing personally.
Well, maybe, you know what? I have to take that back. I think that's what I did. I think I have a Douglas Elliman.
Well, you know, the best way to find out is to pull your personal credit report, because then you could see
if it's
on your credit report. If you are going to apply for a business credit card, there are a lot of them out there. Like Chase has a lot of good business credit cards. So you would go and you would look at the selection. And then when you apply, you make sure you apply as a corporation and you use your corporate ID. Now, if you have poor business credit scores and poor personal credit, you're not going to get approved.
Right.
If you have a business that's been around for 3 months and there's no financials on it, you're not going to get approved. But if you are owning a company that's been around for a while, it's profitable, then there's no reason why you shouldn't apply for a corporate card rather than a personal card. Because then when you go for personal financing, you don't have to suffer on your personal financing because of your business debt. It's
Could it be reversed? Could it improve?
It could. It could improve your personal credit by just adding another credit card to your personal credit. But, you know, I mean, it's something you want to evaluate before you open a card for business on your personal credit to make sure you're doing the right thing. Because every time you open a credit card in your personal name, it reduces your average age of credit, which therefore will reduce your
debt. So don't assume, in other words.
Right.
Exactly.
And if you're applying for a mortgage or a refinance or anything of that sort, or any kind of credit, you really have to be cognizant about credit cards.
Right. And if you want to know what your credit score is and you're not looking for financing right now, just to get an idea, you can go to my website, NorthShoreAdvisory.com, and click on Ordering Credit Reports, and it'll show you how to get your personal FICO scores, your business credit reports, and your free credit reports that
you can
get
annually. Can you give us that website again, Tracy?
It's NorthShoreAdvisory.com, and you're going to go to the Order Your Credit Reports section. NorthShoreAdvisory.com.
Yeah, and you know what? It's free. Go on it. You have not, you know, you should, everyone should know what their credit is.
Right. And when you pull your own credit scores, it does not hurt your credit. So you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's a good
so
point.
So the credit scores are
also
not.
You want to make sure you don't really co-sign for kids, or, I mean, unless you want that to.
You know, co-signing and joint accounts can hurt your credit a lot if you're not in charge of making the payments. Because the person who is, if they miss a payment or they default on the loan and they're embarrassed and they don't want to tell you, not realizing it's going to go on your credit, you're stuck with that poor credit at the end of the day.
Yeah, we see people all the time that have exactly that situation happen, and there's no way out of it. It's on your credit. You can't get rid of it, and it can cost you it could cost you a loan.
Yeah,
there's
so that's the only way we recommend.
Right,
that
and also
help a child or a relative is if you take the payment and you're in charge of paying it.
And also when you get a card from your company, if they're paying the bill and they don't pay the bills on time and it's also in your name, that could hurt your credit as well. So you want to be very sure you understand how any credit card with your name on it is going to affect your credit before you allow it to be approved.